are getting close to summer. Official beginning of summer is next week. Summer really gets underway for students this weekend now that school is getting out of session and graduation's coming up in just a couple of days. And one of the really, really cool events of summertime in our community is the big fireworks celebration on July 4th in Chapel Hill. Typically at Keenan Stadium, that's where it's been in years past. This year is going to be just down the road, not at Keenan Stadium, but in Southern Village. It'd be a really, really cool event with spots to watch the fireworks on the Southern Village Green and also in Southern Community Park. A lot of really cool events happening on the Southern Village Green, too, in the hours leading up to the fireworks going off, which should be around 9:15 on the night of the 4th of July. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge spoke today with a number of folks who were involved in making the 4th of July celebration happen. Susan Brown, of course, you know her on this show, is the director of the Chapel Hill Public Library. She's also the executive director for community arts and culture for the town of Chapel Hill. She was in on this conversation. Dixon Pitt, who is a representative from the Southern Village Market Street Association, and Chapel Hill Fire Chief Matt Sullivan were also speaking with Blake earlier today about the show on Southern Village on the 4th of July, why it moved to Southern Village from Keenan Stadium this year, and what that means for the celebration in terms of the opportunities it brings. Here's what they had to say earlier today.
We have got everybody gathered today to talk about the fireworks celebration coming up on July 4th. It will be a little bit different this year. Susan, we'll just start with you and just give us a little bit of a recap of where things are going to be this year and a little bit about the transition from where it's been in the past.
Sure. So things this year are moving to Southern Community Park and Southern Village and the Village Green there. There's sort of two events that are really one event that give folks two different options to spend their evening there. So in Southern Community Park, the ball fields will be open and folks can bring a blanket, bring a chair, no tents please, and just hang out there. That opens up at 7. They can bring a blanket, hang out, throw a frisbee if they just want to chill on the ball field and watch the fireworks. And the fireworks will shoot from the Scroggs Field, which is right in between the Southern Village and the park. And then up at the village, on the green, that's where all of the programming happens. So there's going to be a band, there will be food from the great merchants there, there will be a small kid zone, UNC will be there with some sports activities. We hear Ramsey's will be there. Ooh. So it's going to be a really family-friendly, sort of hometown-feeling kind of 4th.
It feels like there's been kind of some transitions along with Halloween and things like that kind of moving in this more of a vein. So, Chief Sullivan, this is moving from Keenan Stadium, where it's been for a long time, and there's a lot of attention being paid to that. Can you give us a little bit of background on why that was causing some issues this time around and what you're expecting from this type of experience now we're going to have this year?
Sure. And actually, for folks who've been around for a long, long time, we're actually going back to the way we used to shoot fireworks in Chapel Hill. So way before the Keenan Stadium event, we used to launch fireworks from Navy Field on UNC campus, and they could be seen from wide and far all across the town. And so we're actually transitioning back. So Keenan and UNC have been wonderful hosts for many years now. Several things occurred, a constellation of events that caused us to rethink how we had to do this. First and foremost was trying to protect the new synthetic grass at Keenan. So UNC's undergone a transition this year to put synthetic grass across the entire stadium. Several years ago, they used the synthetic grass just on the perimeter, and so we went to great lengths to protect that, the sidelines, bought fireproof blankets and used lumber to sort of block the burns, and we did a good job in protecting, but we did scorch it in several areas, and there was no plan that was perfect. The idea of having to try to put that sort of protection in place for the entire stadium is unrealistic. And so we're charged not only to protect lives in Chapel, that's first and foremost what my charge is and the folks with the fire department, public safety folks are, but also property. And that is not a risk I want to take with expensive brand new synthetic grass at UNC. I don't want us to, before it's even used for what it's intended to be used for. So that was part of our...
And just a little bit of the science there. Why is that such an issue?
Well, the fireworks, when they shoot, sometimes do not combust fully when they're launched. And so inevitably you get hot embers and sometimes sometimes flaming debris to fall back to the ground. And that grass, the synthetic grass, and the hot fire embers burn.
Yeah.
So you get holes and silver dollar size scorch marks across... beautiful synthetic turf that we're going to be using. People have asked me about the turf. Can't you protect it? Well, I'm sure there probably is a way to protect it. They may make some special super-duper blanket to cover. That's just cost prohibitive, and it's a cost that I don't think is reasonable to put on the university, and we just don't have the resources to do that. We also had several errant, and more importantly, last year we had several errant firework shots, so I don't know whether you were there, but we had three firework shots during last year's show that went sideways instead of up like they were supposed to. Two of those hit the concrete base around Keenan. A third hit a portable pop tent that was set up between the firework chute and the crowd and got deflected into the sky. That caused us a lot of concern. That would have changed the flavor of this event in Chapel Hill forever had anybody been burned or hurt, and we could have hurt many people that night had the trajectory and the grease just been a little bit off. So we asked the fireworks vendor this year, that was one of our first questions, is what happened and why, and is there a way we can guarantee this will not happen again? And we were informed that it's inevitable that you will get errant shots from time to time. I'm not willing to take that risk. And so with the new shoot zone, we have a barrier. We have not only have a distance barrier, but we have a vegetative barrier. We have a tree barrier between where we're going to be shooting the fireworks. It's isolated from the crowds, and I feel it's a whole lot more safer for our community. So we're going to launch them high again, and so they can be seen, and Susan will probably give more information about it. We have some modeling that shows where you can see these things now all across the southern part of Chapel Hill, which is great. So it gives more viewing options, and it eliminates both the physical risk to the grass and the turf, but also more importantly the risk to those watching and the people who are out to celebrate.
Dixon, I'd love to hear from you as well about the moving the event to Southern Village and all this programming that Susan was talking about that's going to be going on down there around the merchants.
Yeah, definitely. And we're the Southern Village is very excited and is looking at this as a great opportunity to host what's now a great community event in town. And so it's been really fun working with the town, and they've been great partners in dealing with some of the issues that have come up, just generally related to the mass amounts of people that are going to be there. At least we hope there'll be a lot of folks there. It's since it's the first year, it's really unknown how many people are going to be there, but the merchants are really excited. And like I said, it's a wonderful opportunity for Southern Village to host this community event. So we're excited about having the Idlewild South Allman Brothers cover band on the green. They're always a great band to have in Southern Village, and I think it'll be a great compliment to the event that's going on.
What do you hope people take away from being at Southern Village? Of course, a lot of people around Chapel Hill are there on a regular basis, but this does draw in people from maybe outside the community a little bit as well, so it might be a chance to introduce some new people to the area.
Yeah, of course. One of the great motivators for all the events we do is to not only be a great amenity for Southern Village and the residents there that are there and the folks that work in the village, but also as a great amenity for the town and when we can host these bigger events even beyond the town. So we love having people come in that have never seen Southern Village, and we always hope they come back. And every time we have these big events, and all of our events, we really we try to have them run with no issues and let people know that it's a fun place to be, and we always encourage folks to come back and try the new restaurants and things like that.
Susan, Matt talked about the 3D modeling a little bit that went into this, and that drew a lot of attention whenever we first put the story out, I guess last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever that was, that it was going to be moved. So how did the town work to get that modeling, and then how did that kind of inform what you're able to do with the programming around this a little bit?
Sure. So I'll start by saying that festivals and special events are under my strategic management, but operationally, these things are the work of every single town department. So fire, police, parks and rec, transit, communications office. I mean, it's everybody. And what's cool is that this year we got to bring the IT folks into it. So the tech guys got to have a part of it too. So at Keenan, the highest we ever shot them was about 100 feet because they stayed in the stadium.
Sure.
So we're going to shoot these things 500 feet in the air, which apparently is really high.
It seems like it.
I'm a visual person, so I still haven't wrapped my head around how high these things are going to be. So we actually went out early on for some more tech stuff, and we got the vendor and the fire crew, and we flew a drone up to check for visibility. So that's how we determined the 500 feet height. And then we had the folks in the GIS department do a 3D model basically of the entire town,
mm-hmm.
And they estimated viewing. So if you go to the website at the bottom, it looks like a hot air balloon or something, but the yellow is the 500 feet fireworks, the red is the 400, and the blue is the 300 feet. And that gives you a estimated view of what you will see. So Carrboro High School, that area is great. Merritt's Pasture. They'll be visible from Greenbridge. They'll be in the distance. East Chapel Hill, which is sort of near my house, you can see something. It's not going to be great. But I think that's really, really cool that the whole town, much of the town, will be able to see these things. So you don't have to be at the Village Green. You don't have to be at the park. We know lots of people will be there, and that's mm-hmm. awesome. But they will be seen from many other places, too.
You mentioned transit, and that was the first thing that everybody thought of, comment-wise, that from feedback that we got. And if I got it correct at the time, the Southern Village Park and Ride will be open to park there, and then the one a little bit down 15501, there will be a shuttle running back and forth from there. Is that the extent of the plans, or are those expanding through the process?
Breaking news, Blake. We get to give you a scoop. We just came out of a planning meeting, and we are going to run a second shuttle from the Jones Ferry Park and Ride.
Okay.
And then we're also working on, you know, getting up some maps of where there's parking in the village, in the park, at these park and rides.
That's not even in the email archive yet, then. That's
right.
Where I usually
find
all my fun things. Great.
As a visual learner, the Statue of Liberty is just over 300 feet.
Come on. So,
there you
that's
go.
Crazy.
We'll be shooting higher than the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of those where you say, oh, yeah, that's high.
Yeah, that's very high. Pretty darn high. We'll be going quite a bit farther past it.
All right, great. So I feel like we hit the major points there, but does anybody have anything that we have missed out on that you really want to try to include? Sure, Susan.
I think the only thing that we've been talking about is letting folks know that we are not trying to recreate that Keenan show, and not just by shooting them higher. It's going to be shorter because we're shooting them higher. The show has to be shorter, so it's going to be about a 12 to 13 minute show. We're not going to have Bruce Springsteen and Katy Perry blaring while the fireworks shoot. So it's kind of downsizing it, right sizing it. It's different sizing it. So it's going to be a very different kind of a feel.
Okay. I think you were right, Blake, in talking about the idea of our efforts over the Halloween festivities to make it more of a hometown feeling, Chapel Hill centered activity, and that is exactly what we're trying to do here.
That is Susan Brown, Dixon Pitt, and Matt Sullivan speaking there with WCHL's Blake Hodge. It's going to be a really cool event on the 4th of July at Southern Village this year instead of Keenan Stadium.